Hey, yeah. Yes, and welcome to the Chambre Theater of Living Ascension. And man, there's a lot of spooks in here. Yeah, and those, truly. And wow, and of course, if you just join us on the internet, and this is our Halloween celebration. And we do it a bit early, but why not? We're Chambre. We've been doing everything a bit early for about 9 billion years, huh? Yeah, or at least since the temples of Tien. And what a monumental time we are. Here we are. This is the start of a brand new series. Whew. And it was just a couple of days ago, we had a teacher meeting on the internet with Chambre teachers all over the world. And at that time, Jeffrey was asked, what's the name of the new series? And how many have been thinking about what the name of the series is going to be? Yeah, it's kind of one of those things that just kind of percolates up. And how does freedom sound? Whoa, yeah. Yeah, yes. And are we ready for freedom on all levels to live our life in total freedom and joy and celebration? Yes. I wasn't a very convincing yes. No, that was a wimpy deal, huh? So let's hear a big arg on that, huh? Arg! That's much better. We're getting there. And I think before we leave this evening, we'll be dancing in the aisles. All right. Yes. And so if you're joining us, we thank you for sharing your love and your energy and your consciousness, your wisdom and all of your experiences that you've had. And let me just suggest that we use this moment to really connect with Chambre and those who are joining us multidimensionally in this sacred now moment through our breath that really is one of the greatest gifts that we gave ourselves. That conscious breath that says, yes, I choose to be here now. That breath of I am that I am. That courageous breath that says, yes, I choose to feel and to be all that I truly am. The I am that I am, God also. So, dear Chambre, we have a special treat today. We have Marty Sawinski, a.k.a. Mofo. Mofo, you stand up. Let's give him a... Yeah. And if you would, Maestro. And Marty's going to play for us now, and then also at the very end of our time and celebration together. And actually, his song that he's going to play at the very end is a song that he composed right after our Dreamwalker Life workshop that we had in Estes Park just a couple of months ago. So very synchronistic. We thank you.
Why, you can't take me serious with that?
Thank you.
Let's show them the love, huh? Show them the love. Woo! Way to go. Lovely. Heartfelt.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Happy. Joyful. Celebratory. And heaven knows we've earned it, huh? Yeah. Some of us have done the school of hard knocks more than once. Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, a whole bunch of times. So today, you know, it was like a week ago, we had 80-degree weather here in Colorado. Like I said, about 3 days ago. Three. And so 80 degrees. And then last night it was below freezing, and we had some snow and a little ice and stuff up here in the mountains in Cold Creek, and and also in Denver in the Front Range. And so it's like we went from summer to we skipped fall. Yeah. But I think we're going to see those kind of abnormalities going forward. So, you know, the old, and that's the good news, the old isn't going to be the same anymore. And it's going to go fast, and we're here really facilitating that change, and a job well done, truly. And who would have thunk it? Yeah, here we are. So it's a costume party, but it's a time to celebrate. And actually, a couple of our celebratory people in the audience are the king and the queen, the ambassadors, Jeff and Linda. Stand up, please. Let's give it to them. Woo! Yes, and they're getting ready to take off and go to Japan. Actually, they're leaving their home tonight. So it's one of those whirlwind deals, and they'll be gone for about 3 weeks. And you guys are awesome and amazing. We.
Whoops.
Thank you. I'll just take one of those shots, David. you got them glued in.
And why just one?
Yeah, I'll save it for a
thank you.
Thank you, David. Thank you, David.
Very colorful group here today.
That's
really
an understatement.
Colorful, yeah. Could we get everybody in a costume? By the way, for those just tuning in, especially if you're tuning in for the first time, this is what we're usually like. Kind of my type of spiritual group. We like to have fun and... It was when Adamus first came in a couple of years ago, he said, make sure to dress up. So, of course, the next month I came in a suit and tie, and he goes, no, I mean dress up, not look stiff. So, anyway.
He said to play roles.
Yeah, so could we, everybody in a costume, would you stand up? And then let's go one step further. If you would, find a way to come down the center aisle and walk past that camera and wave to all the people watching in online today. So, Gene and crew, if we can get... Jesus, what happened to Gene? Oh, my God. You need to come and get in line, too. Just find a way to come around, walk right by, wave to the camera for everybody online so they can see. Ah, yes. Look what happened to you. Beautiful. What a great lineup. Now, some of you I see are sitting even though you have costumes on. Oh, you don't. Oh. This way everybody online watching in can get a good look and see all the wonderful costumes.
It's fun.
Everybody
Very nice.
Went to a lot of effort. A lot of effort. I've seen you before at the bar. Oh, look at you. Wow. And Gene, that is Gene, by the way. Gene Tinder.
Yeah.
I love that. Living in your painting.
Very good.
Oh, great. Wow, wow, wow. Look at all the work that went into these great costumes. Wow. Wave to the camera.
Which way?
Bonnie, what the hell is that? Oh, my gosh.
The Queen of Creep.
Yes. The Pharaoh himself. Yes. Hey, did you do that with a nun? Was that you?
Yeah.
Father?
Everybody wants to know. Everybody wants
yeah.
to know.
Yeah, well, I don't know. That's not what she says. So thank you, everybody, for getting dressed up. It's kind of a little early Halloween celebration.
Well, wait. You have to do it early because if we try to do it in November, it would be late, and late isn't as good.
Good thinking.
This is setting off the season.
Good. We could do it again, yeah. Well, we could get dressed up for Christmas, kind of a Dickens theme or Santa Claus theme or whatever. I mean, we can get dressed up anytime we want.
That's true.
Yeah.
And some of us do.
So let's take a good deep breath as we launch into this day. A lot of energy and excitement in the room, great costumes,
and
a lot of new things to talk about
today.
And
they came up in spite of the icy, dicey weather.
Yeah, you know, we had an ice storm up here yesterday, and we're still getting it today. Everything was very, very coated with ice. I don't know how it was coming up the hill, but going down is going to be hell. Sorry, that's not funny. Linda and I have to go down tonight also. So do be careful when you drive. But it's kind of magical out there. I don't know if there's any way we could get a camera shot. Maybe out the door there. Yeah.
Tricky.
Yeah, I think we can
and cold.
Show them. Tricky and cold. Yeah. Or maybe out of the other camera over there with Joe's camera. Yeah. Maybe open the other door just to give everybody a look. Everything is coated with frosting.
Frost.
Frosting, I like to think. Frosting.
Frost.
And it makes for
there
a very magical day. Sorry to freeze you guys out over there, but yeah, beautiful day. And, you know, next week it's going to be in the 70s and 80s. I mean, that's Colorado in the autumn and the summer, too. We have a lot of new today. A lot of new things to talk about, a new series. I'm excited about it. And
I'm ready for a new year.
All you have to do is wait 1 to 3 months. That's all. You're there. The question is, do you really want the new year? Are you really ready?
Yeah. I've had enough of this one.
That's 2012. Yeah. It's the greatest year ever.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to end.
Are you guys smiling? What?
You know, they're talking about the end of the world. It's like, yeah, let this year end.
What a ride. It's the end of the world. Let's just stretch it out a little bit longer. Nobody is laughing. Okay, let's get into it. We have some guests who have come from different parts of the country and the world, I think, today. So,
well,
Linda,
yeah.
If you would, please.
Well, you know, the Canadians, I think that's considered still this part of the world, sort of, maybe.
Well, come on, it depends.
Okay. Yeah. So we have Shaila Patel from British Columbia, Canada.
Shaila,
you
where
want to stand
are you?
Up? Hi, Shaila.
Thank you for being here.
Welcome.
Isn't this fun?
It's scary.
Kind of festive and you know, a little mountain lodge. I mean, it's really cool.
Jeff, yeah. What can she say? I mean,
she's smiling and nodding her head. Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Dagmar, also from British Columbia.
Hi, Dagmar. Thank you for being here. It's kind of like this in British Columbia, isn't it? Kind of cold, yeah.
No.
No?
We had the 80s.
We had them the other day, too, but it's... Oh, no, next week it'll be 110 here.
Yeah, right.
At least there's no fires.
That's good, okay, yeah. Don't even say that out loud.
Okay.
Anne Somavaria, I'm sorry, I don't have my glasses, from Edgewood, New Mexico. Yeah, good to see you again. Glad you could be here with us.
How was your drive up?
Right,
right. Oh. You know what it is? It's the debate thing. It's brought in when hell freezes over. And here we are.
That's pretty good, Jeff.
You know, we had that debate thing here the other day for those who are
Wednesday.
Watching in from around the world. Believe it or not, we're having our presidential elections. They're always so much fun. Such a show of humanity and kindness to your fellow man. And it's so ugly, I mean. But they actually, during the debate the other day, they actually were very civil to each other. It was. How many watched the debate? Wasn't it an interesting exercise in drama and lying? And
actually, the funniest thing I heard was they said that Obama might have been off his game, so to speak.
Why?
They said altitude.
Altitude.
Because he didn't come in until that afternoon, and so it was altitude.
Yes.
And it was his 20th
wedding. 20th wedding. You know, probably Michelle wanted to, let's get the hell out of here. Stop this debating crap. Who is that guy? Come on, Barack. You know, 20th anniversary. I don't know. It's the costume making me crazy.
No, just... Very clear.
I feel so royal
it's
today.
It's royal clarity.
Oh, my God, it brings back memories. Yes. Go ahead.
Jesse from Richfield, Ohio. Where are you, Jesse?
Jesse, good to see you.
Glad you could join us. Well, this will ring bells.
Okay.
Jeffrey from Wisconsin.
Hi, Jeffrey.
And Terry from Wisconsin.
Hey, guys.
From Linden Station.
Good to have you here. How about them Packers and those refs? Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was more exciting than the debates.
That was a hard game,
though. Oh, man.
Russell Wilson played for Wisconsin.
I know. I was so upset. You know, it was
that would be an understatement.
Monday night. It was a Monday night football game. I'm one of the NFL team owners, if you didn't know. I have shares in the Green Bay Packers. And the refs conspired against Green Bay. But
that's
just
what was going on in my house. And there was no one to listen to it.
I couldn't sleep. I woke up the next morning. I was so angry. I don't even want to go there. Deep breath. Okay. Good to see you guys.
I had to detox the house after that.
Oh, don't get me going.
There are other visitors and new people here, but they're not on the list.
They're not on the list. That's probably a good thing, not
they're
being
hiding.
On the list. Anybody else here for the first time? First timers? You can
welcome.
You can raise your hand really high. It's okay.
Yeah, welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Thank you.
We hope you really enjoy the meeting, and my only warning I ever give to anyone is if you're somebody new, people will be nice to you as long as you don't get between them and the chocolate.
They didn't laugh.
It's true, she laughed. It's true.
What she means is there's this rush at the break. Yeah, woo. You know, other organizations at the breaks, they come and talk to you and, you know, kind of surround you.
Try
and
to find baptize out your, you.
Yeah, baptize you. Here, get out of the way. I'm going to have my chocolate. Okay. Anybody else? Anybody else from out of state?
Nobody's laughing
out
very
of Colorado,
much today.
I know.
Think we should stop.
It's
being
the
funny.
News series. Yeah. Oh, they're not laughing now. They'll be crying later. Okay, anybody else from out of state that we missed? No? Okay, let's get into it. Ready?
Yes,
you know,
sort of.
Did you realize it's been 2 months since we met? Doesn't it seem like forever?
Yeah.
Were you guys heartbroken, in September? They laughed at your picture. Did anybody accidentally just show up? I mean, just kind of programming for Saturday, you just show up here? Yeah, no.
Yeah, they're
no.
not going to admit it. Are you crazy?
Right.
Yeah, I did.
I showed up.
Don't think so.
You know, we do 11 shouds a year. We take 1 month where, well, we were in Vienna, so we didn't have a chance to, but it seems like forever. I mean, it took me a moment to kind of get used to the energies in here again, and it's like, where is that monthly shoud? And I'm sure, if you're like me, you probably forgot what we talked about last time. You didn't? You've been studying it ever since?
I listen every night.
Every night? Really?
Yes.
To the same
Edith,
shout?
We got to get you a boyfriend. Wow. I'll work on it.
Or a cat. Yes. Yeah. You have one?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good.
I have
Brinkley.
Brinkley.
Yes. Brinkley the cat. How? Oh, he's a dog, yeah. Yeah, well, that's good.
And I have two cats visiting right now.
Two cats visiting. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, do you want to know what happened, for the rest of you, do you want to know what happened last month? It was the final channel of the E2012 series, Energy 2012 series. And we have a little video recap, so we're going to ask for the lights to come down, get a little spooky in here. And watch the video put together by Vicky. Vicky, thank you. All right, here we go. Chambra, the journey began for all of us, in the temples of Tien in Atlantis. In the temples of Tien, we brought ourselves together. We envisioned a time just like this, 13 cycles later, a time of change and a time of evolution for all of us. It began there. We did not know what twists and turns would occur on the path. We had no idea, no concept of the hardships and the challenges, the tears and the laughter. We could not even possibly imagine at that point how there would be days and lifetimes that we would become completely lost, completely filled with loss of hope, loss of vision, loss of identity. But we imagined back in the temples of Tien a time that would come that we could speak the word enlightenment, where we could accept it within ourselves, where we could literally bring that consciousness into this reality, reality that we knew would be dense and harsh, a reality that would almost try to drive it from us, but with a deep passion that we all brought in back in Atlantis. We knew that it would sustain, and we knew that it would blossom here on Earth. Atlantis was a time of mental, the development of the mind, the standardizing of ourselves as human beings on this planet that we love so much. It was a time to think, it was a time to structure, it was a time to design, and that we did. We designed the entire template of the human that we now see on the planet. But in Atlantis, we also envisioned a time where we would step over that line of the mental that kept us in place, held us together, brought us together, allowed us to see our world through mental and human eyes. But we said to ourselves, there will come a time when we cross that line, when we go beyond the mental era, when we go into the next era of new energy. And here we are. And here we are today. After Atlantis, we came back from underneath the ground where we live for protection, but also symbolic of our own inner look, going to the inner vision, connecting with our souls and our divine that would have been difficult to do while still being engaged in all the activities of the outside or the upper world. And from there we went into the times of Egypt, coming up literally from the ground into what are the temples, the pyramids all over the world. We emerged, so many of you, in the times of Egypt, in the great pyramids, in the king's chamber, breathing in our divinity, breathing in the potentials for this era of humanity. Later, joining together in body or in spirit in the time of Yeshua, as Essenes, as the ones bringing in the mysteries into this planet, and the one heralding in what many thought would be the beginning of a new time and a new age, but all of you knew that it had already begun. Walking with the great master, Yeshua, the lands of Israel, bringing in those energies, seeding this earth with the Christ energy, the Christos energy. Not to forget the times of Tobias. Yes, Tobias. Dear Tobias, when so many of you were in those times as well, Tobias Sr., also called Tobias, Tobias Jr., Sarah, Archangel Raphael. A beautiful story, and a time when, again, we were all together, all brought together for this purpose of realizing what we had imagined back in the Atlantean temples. And then on to the mystery schools. Ah, the mystery schools. All throughout Europe, a place of fun and study, a place of really understanding how to bring in the divine. But, as you know, the world wasn't quite ready at that time. The mystery schools were like islands. Like islands, unto themselves, very much celebration. But the moment we walked into the outside world, it was a shock. It was traumatic. Going from the beautiful energies into the mystery school, into the very, very dense consciousness of the human world. And now, this time, 13 years ago, the true energy of Shambra started to manifest. Over the years, many of you brought together this new call of Archangel Gabriel, this new call to come together, saying it is time for your enlightenment. It is time. That call that has brought us together month after month over these years, a call that has brought up something within you, given you the courage, given you the hope for your own enlightenment. Not for the world, not for your family, not for anyone except you. If you summarize everything that the planet is going through right now, all the strife and turmoil and everything else, it's all about freedom. All about freedom. And we've talked about this. I've irritated some of you before because I said I wasn't really sure humans are ready for freedom. Really. They've gotten used to not having it. They've gotten complacent. They've allowed somebody to kind of take care of them, and then they got used to complaining about it. But what's happening right now, if you take a look at some of the wars, some of the things happening on this planet, the real strife, it's about freedom. And there's still a huge question, are humans ready for freedom? Yes, Pollyanna, it'd be nice to say absolutely humans are beautiful, wonderful beings. But they're still in the Atlantean mental consciousness, a consciousness that's been programmed, that's been trained to not have freedom, to think they have freedom, pretend they have freedom, but actually not have it. You, with your passion for enlightenment, with your passion for sovereignty, you are going through a shift into freedom, into true freedom, sovereignty, the I am, not dependent on any other beings, not caught in the workings of mass consciousness. That's a difficult one. Setting yourself free of spiritual families, your angelic families, setting yourself free of your biological family. God love them, leave them. Leave them in terms of your own freedom so you're not tied into the ancestral karma, the ancestral biology. Love them for the I am, for the God within, but not just because they're your family. Freedom of your own expression, for your own expression, freedom from the mind. Now, it's not to say that the mind doesn't have a place, but actually, if you really feel into it, the mind doesn't want the place it's been in any longer. It really doesn't. It's the thing that makes you, kind of the thing that makes you doubt. Actually, your mind really doesn't make you doubt, but the mind processes all of the consciousness about doubt. It's you that are doubting yourself, but the mind then goes to work in service to you, processing all of it, coming up with remembrances of the past, times when you've been hurt, times when you've been thrown to the lions and the wolves and everything else. So the mind is kind of a cooperator in this whole thing. We come to this point here of freedom today, right now, in this room with all the Shambra from all around the world. And I pose the question to you once again, are you individually, and don't answer right away, feel into it because there's some fine print. Are you ready for this shift into freedom? The fine print is, well, you'll have freedom, you'll have sovereignty. But when you shift into freedom, you release the attachments and all the things that have kept you in a type of prison or away from freedom. And you say, well, isn't that a good thing? I don't know. I don't know, because what are the things that you're still holding on to? Money, or your old concepts of money? Friends and family? Afraid of being alone in the world? Sovereignty is being alone, by the way. What if you lost your job tomorrow? Ah, what did I do wrong, you're going to say? No, it's freedom. It is truly freedom. Relationships, everything else, we won't go into that because I don't want to depress you. But it's releasing into your sovereignty, into your freedom. But the thing that we're really going to take a look at today is the freedom beyond the mind. Freedom beyond the mind. Again, the mind has limited your ability to see the potentials. And the potentials are grand. Yes, the hour has come, the minute has come, the time has come for us to take a cross, a walk over that Atlantean line. Beyond the mental, I'll be probing you, I'll be prodding you to stop thinking like an Atlantean, to open up to dreams and potentials. What maybe today in that mind you might think is crazy, but you're going to come to realize is not at all. You want to do it, this thing, enlightenment, because it is a grand challenge, very rewarding, highly stimulating, breaks out of the old human mold, because you can, because you've spent 1,000 or more lifetimes on Earth, you want to do it just to do it. And as you do, it will make a tremendous difference in the consciousness of this planet. All the consciousness and the energy that you're putting out will go and be made available for the potential of others. Let's take a deep breath together as we cross that Atlantean line. As we go into the new potentials that aren't linear, that aren't limited. Let's take a deep breath and give thanks to Archangel Michael, to Robert, to Coca, for being here in the Chambre Theater. Let's take a deep breath for all of the entities and for you. And when you walk out of here, when you leave this energy and you wonder what it's all about, if you're doing it right, when it will come to be, and any of those other questions, you take a deep breath and you say to yourself, all is well in all of creation. Party on, Chambra. Party on. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Vicki, for another great video. Great. Thank you.
Very nice.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Onward. Oh, just a couple of shots from last gathering we had. I love the pictures that Dave takes. They're so precious. If just kind of look at the smiles and the eyes and the goofiness. We have some shots from last month during the shout itself, but also the party afterwards. I actually think these are all party shots. And I think these are all yours, Dave. There might be a few Chambre shots mixed in, but what a grand time. Yeah, a lot of characters. And last gathering, we had so many people here from around the world. They were in for the Keyhawk gathering, Dreamwalker Life up in Estes Park. But great group. And you have Billy on the launch pad. I think that was Adamus. Yeah. But the gatherings are always so much fun. We hear people overseas as we travel talking about it looks like you guys are having a great time there. Not a typical Crimson Circle meeting. I had lunch with a friend in town earlier this week, and he happened to know somebody that came up here. He's
oh, really?
Not particularly involved. And he said, you didn't get their burgers in time. Oh, poor me. My friend said he knew somebody that came up here to visit and said, it was just a little too raucous for me.
Oh, that's what they said?
Yeah, I like my spiritual stuff just a little quieter. Well,
oh, how funny.
Yeah, then you came to the wrong place, you know. But that was a lot of fun. Can you do that again, Mark? A lot of fun dancing. Wasn't it great to have Yoham here?
Very fun.
Anyway, first Saturday shots. So thank you, Dave. Thank you. Okay, what else? What do we have coming up?
Vienna.
Oh, recent events. Well, do you want to talk a little bit about what we did?
Well, Vienna was very special. That was our new energy conference. What I think was the most interesting was that that's as much or more than anything a celebration. And so we had a lot of fun with that. We had music, a lot of music with Yoham, Frida, and as well as Hannibal and his entourage.
Yeah.
So it was quite a musical celebration. And then there was quite a lot of channeling. And that was interesting because people had a lot of different opinions about the different styles. And for me, it was like going to the ice cream store. You know, some people like chocolate ice cream. Some people like licorice ice cream. But it was real clear that people got to really, truly test different things and see how they worked. And that was fun to hear people's feedback on what they liked the most and things like that.
It was fun. Actually, I forgot there. We had one other. Oh, no, I didn't have that event in here. Good. In Vienna.
Norman and Garrett were there as well. Yeah.
How many here were at the Vienna conference early September?
Mm-mm.
Oh, just a few.
Yeah, just a few.
And I have to point out that I really, really missed the crew from here, the staff, all the volunteers. You weren't with us. We worked really hard, and we really missed you guys. It was different not having them there. Gene was there and worked really hard, but we had about 425 people in a little village of Klosterneuburg, right outside of Vienna. Really beautiful.
Wonderful city. It was owned by the church. Oh, surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, and oh my God, they owned a vineyard. Oh, how surprising. And it was incredible because a lot of the village was built in about the 1200s. So the flavor of an old European city was just right there, right at our fingertips. But the community center was, by comparison, modern. It was only built in the 70s. Yeah. And so it was quite a delight that you could walk out and there were coffee shops and little restaurants.
Yeah, really
and
nice.
Yeah, amazing experiences. Yeah.
So we have got a brief video to take a look at it. Again, remember, there was a variety of different presenters, channelers, musicians. It kind of really put it together. The one thing I have to say about it was the energies were really high.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't walk in there and fall asleep, that's for sure. In this conference center, it was just everything was buzzing. It was amazing having Shambra from, I think you said, like 28 or 30 different...
Over 30 countries.
30 different countries.
Susie, wasn't it like 32, 33? And when we say countries, I'm not just talking about Europe. I mean, we had people from South Africa, Brazil, Asia. So it was, when I say global, I mean, they were from all over the world. It was really kind of stunning.
Yeah. So we're going to take a look at the video. You guys running it from the back there. So do your thing. All right. And the video was put together by Vicky. Relaxing in between sets. Great food. Sherman talking about crop circles. Channeling with Bahar Yilmaz. Kathumi. Frida Godlet. Morning, the Inspire Consciousness Awards. The award went to Brigitte Junker from Germany. Singing with Ronka and Lee Harris. And Norman Garrett. Outstanding presentation.
How much fun everyone was having and all the different kinds of presentations. It was quite a celebration.
Three amazing days in Vienna. The weather was beautiful.
Gorgeous.
There was so much fun. I mean,
gorgeous.
And Vicky, great job on the video.
Thank you.
We going to put this on YouTube so people can watch it again? Great. On the Crimson Circle YouTubes? Wonderful. Okay.
Thank you.
Wow. After that, it was straight down to Rust, Vienna, or Rust, Austria, which is right on the Austria. Oh, before I do that, I want to mention that if you're interested in any of the channels, we do have a channel pack. Going the wrong way here. We got a channel full channel set with just the channels. You can download it on the website. It includes everything from Lee Harris, Marissa Calvi, Bahar Yilmaz.
It's very interesting.
Yeah. And if you're interested in the individual presentations, those are also available for download at the Crimson Circle store. So, and those are, most of the individual ones are ready. A few we're still missing.
And there are things here that if you want it, you can buy it here and have it downloaded onto a USB stick.
I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's kind of a specialty item in itself because it happens to be a Chambra stick.
You could show it in the camera right there.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
A Chambra stick. Oh,
a Chambra USB stick, you know, a little thumb drive with a Chambra logo on it. It's like, wow.
Duly noted, it could make a very ugly pair of earrings.
Yes. And people are going, I don't get it. How does that work? So you just pop it off. Yeah, there it is. Amazing. Wow. Technology, I love it.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Just wonderful.
So anyway, the channels or the individual presentations are available for download. Okay.
Okay.
After that, it was onwards to Rust, Austria, right on the Austro-Hungarian border. Beautiful, beautiful lake. We did a mystery school there with about 100 people. And again,
that's the setting of the hotel that everybody looked out onto. I mean, it was
stunning. And the weather, it was autumn weather. This is really quite a large lake. You can't see it out there because there's reeds that cover it. But beautiful lake. And the whole area on all sides was filled with vineyards, and you could smell because they were harvesting right while we were there. You could just smell the wine.
You couldn't have timed it more perfectly if we'd tried, because it was incredibly dry. And as they were harvesting, like Jeff said, the little tractors with the wagons would come by, and you could smell these fragrant grapes that you knew were going to be wine. And when Adam has talked about this thing about how wine takes up the energy of the earth where it comes from, it was like, oh my God, you could just absolutely sense that. It was glorious.
And they called it Rust because storks roost there in the summer. There were still some there when we were there, although most of the time they go to South Africa for the winter. But really beautiful, seeing the stork nest on top of the beautiful buildings. Great group of people from
Wonderful.
All around. We had great channels with Adamus.
Excellent.
Obviously, I had to say that. But
because you don't want to pay for that later.
Exactly. I think, again, there was people from over 30 different countries, and it was all in English, but he sent them outside to do exercises.
This was a wine tasting that was arranged. Can you see how beautiful that setting was?
Yeah, and the wine in that region was so good. You know, it's all locally grown, so good. We had a little bit.
It's quite tasty, no preservatives.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was amazed. The weather was great right up until the day we left. And
absolutely.
Then started raiding. Took a boat cruise one night with Chambra. That was a blast. I don't know what they're thinking. They said the boat cruise included dinner and all you could drink. I think they went out of business afterwards.
I don't know what they were thinking.
Had a beautiful sunset that night.
And it was gorgeous.
Yeah. So it's, it was just one of my favorite things is just the gathering, just being with everybody and, you know, having fun. And I mean, the channels are great, but getting together everybody.
It was nice because it was a four-day mystery school, so there was a fair amount of time to have activities and then time to integrate where you could just go outside and be in this beautiful setting and just really allow yourself to feel into whatever the message was.
Great. So
idyllic.
Phew. Wow, that was a good month.
Was wonderful.
Okay, let's talk about upcoming events. How are we doing with time?
Not good.
Yeah. Well, just to give you a quick recap, Linda and I are out of here tonight, actually. We're flying to Japan for the channeling workshop. We haven't done that in a while.
No, I'm kind of excited to do it, actually.
Yeah, it's sold out right now, but we are doing it with English with Japanese translations.
I'm very curious to see what the effect is of new energy on that experience. So I'm kind of excited and looking forward to it.
After that, it's on to Seoul, South Korea for a live Dreamwalker Death. We haven't done that in a long time, but the Koreans specifically asked if we would do Dreamwalker Death. I guess appropriate right around Halloween time. And when's the last time we did it live?
2006.
Oh, really? So it's been a while. I hope Adamus remembers everything.
I hope you cooperate.
English with Korean translation.
Yeah.
And following that, we are going to do a Dreamwalker Death teacher training in Korea.
That's correct.
After that, next month, off to Sydney, Australia for Living Ascension at the Manly Community Center. One of our favorite places to go is Manly, right outside of Sydney. And it's limited to 60 people. So if you're interested in going, please sign up early.
It's a community center, not unlike the flavor of this place.
Very much like this, yeah.
Yeah. Aussie style, but definitely a community center like this.
And last time we did Living Ascension was in Sedona this summer. Mm-hmm. It was actually the only other time. Life-changing. A lot of fun at that one in particular in Sedona. Adamus was very provocative. I imagine
that's
in Australia he'll be really quite that
Jeffrey,
way.
Do you think he was a little bit pushing it at all?
Actually, when he sent you out in the sun, 110 degrees to consider, life.
I think it worked.
Yeah. Well, you came back. That's the important thing. Exactly. And then December 12th, or actually 10th through the 12th, we're getting together with Steve Rother and Barbara Rother and Lightworker.com to do a joint event for 12-12-12, Beyond the Prophecies. Mm-hmm. We're going to have music and dancing and a lot of channeling, a lot of great information. Be our first time working directly with Steve. We've had appearances with him before, but now this is just Crimson Circle and Lightworker working together. That's going to be down in Scottsdale, Arizona.
You need to take that outfit to the hotel tonight. It's kind of hot.
Moving on. Oh, by the way, I wanted to mention. Go back. I wanted to mention one thing about the 12-12-12 event. Peggy Phoenix Dubrow, a lot of you know, is going to also be a special guest there. So Steve Rother, Peggy Dubrow, working together with them would be great. Okay. Now,
and it
something
probably won't snow.
Particularly for those of you local, we're doing an end of the world. Well, we changed the name. We're going to call it the end of whatever. End of whatever you want to end.
I got a list.
You know, we had talked about it and said, you know, it's been a busy year. You know, we're going to Phoenix to work with Steve, and maybe we'll just not do anything. And we thought, how could we not do anything for December 21st? So Susie and Linda went after it, found some great rates at the Ameristar Resort Hotel Spa and Casino. What a great way to end the world. Huh? The cha-ching, yeah. Doesn't matter how much you lose or win. I mean, that's it. We're going to start at 1 in the afternoon. We're going to have a couple of intense sessions with Adamus. He's been filling me in a little bit about what he's going to talk about. And then we're going to have our Last Supper. And, you know, the good thing about this is we've got a great gourmet menu. I mean, really good food. You can eat as much as you want, cake and desserts. And if you're a vegetarian, you can finally have meat.
Because it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It's your last meal.
Last Supper in the old energy. And then afterwards, I'm actually going to do a little...
Quantum allowing?
I'm going to do a little free gambling seminar. For those who are interested, I'm not trying to encourage gambling, but it is the end of the world, so...
What do you got to lose?
You know, at the end of the day, I'll do a little free seminar.
A Jeffrey seminar, or will this be inspired?
No, just Jeffrey. Adamus, okay. I don't think would do that. I don't know, maybe he would. Maybe he would, but yeah, a little free how to
is
gamble.
Is this before dinner or after
win.
Dinner?
Before dinner. Oh, yeah. So if you're interested, and then after dinner, after the celebration, if you want to go to the casino, have a good time, you know, blow whatever money you have left, that's great. Or they also have a pool on the 32nd floor, and you go up there and go for a midnight swim. What a great way. So we hope you join us. We put a lot of thought and effort into this.
Actually, a lot of people have already signed up. It just went live. And
yesterday.
If you're interested, you should sign up soon. And if you think you want to stay overnight at the Ameristar, you should make a reservation quickly. That's the Friday before Christmas. So they already have told us they will sell out. So if you're interested and you want to stay over, don't delay.
We have a block of rooms under Crimson Circle. So if you're going to make reservations, ask for the Crimson Circle rate. Or if you ever go up there and play, you get a little player's card, gambler's card. You get a lot of discounts on your rooms. Use those also. But anyway, December 21st. And for those of you who can't make it, for those of you who are overseas or a long way away,
have something else to do maybe.
We are webcasting the afternoon sessions with Adamus. So you'll be able to sign up for that. The information's on the website. Susie, it's live now.
Thank you, Susie.
It's the end of whatever celebration. Black Hawk, Colorado, December 21st. Boom. Yeah.
Are you ready? I don't know.
Also, for those who are still thinking about it, we are going to Egypt, and it's going to be February 9th through the 21st. I had to look. I thought, that's a long time, but it is a long time. It's 12 days. It is, I think, the thing I enjoy more than any tour that we do, because we're together. We're seeing some of the most amazing sights in the world. It's a 5-star tour, beautiful hotels, our own cruise line going down the Nile. For those who have been on it, you know what I'm talking about. I don't even like trying to...
We actually have quite a few people that are returns that have done it once and are coming back to do it again because it is that special.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that it was just this last shoud, and I've heard Adamus do it before. He makes that reference that we're releasing that Atlantean thing, and that it was in Egypt that it appears that that's where we came out from, under the rock.
Yeah. So it says amazing insights with the channels. We have great Egyptologists who are also
amazing.
Actually very tuned into what we're doing. So they offer a lot of extra insights along the way.
The one Egyptologist is so good that when he hears the channel, he literally can't stand it. He's writing down little notes because he can say, do you know that this is? And he starts telling where there are historic references that match what he's heard in a channel. I mean, he finds it that exciting. So it's quite an adventure to have an Egyptologist that really feels right in and dives into the relationships of what's being said. So it's quite an experience.
And it will probably
get sick.
It will probably be our last Egypt trip for a little while. We do things and then give them a rest for a little bit, like the England tours we did, and we'll be going back there sometime soon. But with Egypt, if you're interested, I don't think we're going to do one in 2014, or maybe not 2015 either. So if you're interested, this is it.
Let me say more. That what happens is that takes a lot to get people, you know, to come and to make the commitment. And what happens is after a while, it usually right afterwards, everybody comes up and says, oh, I missed it. Well, this is one time I want to remind you, please, if you're interested, don't let yourself miss it, because we are definitely going to give it a break. We're going to take a couple years off. We want to go back, but that trip takes so much work. We make Susie nuts with all the details, and she has begged us to give her a break from that trip.
Okay. So I think that's it for events. Yeah, great. Yep. And I think we're still doing okay with time. Oh, it is time for Chambra.
Oh, no.
What? This is good stuff. The latest, greatest.
Oh, I thought this was your haha jokes.
No. I have no jokes today. No, not a funny day. Sorry. Hey, what are you clapping for? Every time I do, Linda gives me hell and says, really, really, you think that's funny? It's like, yes, I do. You know? But anyway, what's in the news with Chambra? We've got the new mihrabs already. I talked about them a little bit last month. These mihrab is a shift of consciousness and a very easy, graceful, non-powered way. In other words, you just let it happen. I think Adamus has done some, at least one here with the group last month or last time we got together. We've done some during the workshops. And they're beautiful. There's some music with Yoham, so you just get to allow during this process. Really, really nice. We went into the recording studio this summer with Yoham here in Colorado and recorded six different mihrabs. They're now ready. They're professionally recorded, mastered, and mixed. And I think we have
a sample.
I think we actually have a sample.
Do we? Good.
Yes. One more click. This is the mihrab, I think, of ancestral biology.
this moment of the mihrab, without force, without push, without mental focus, you can bring in the design of your new biology, beginning at the DNA and extending all the way through every part of you. No more hereditary illnesses or weaknesses. Just you. The transformation begins at a very deep level because you have given permission. The permission goes into your Anayatron, the light communication network that links your light body to your physical body. In this mihrab, you simply breathe in your body, and the biology responds. The Anayatron begins a new communication pattern. The light body begins to integrate a much more deeper, much simpler level. You take a deep breath. You feel the release of your past, of your ancestors and their biology and the ones who came before them. You take a deep breath. You release even the angelic templates that originally created the human body. You release all of this. And it was meant to be. And it was known to be. And it was said to be that this time would come. When the conscious human would release the old standards, the old designs, the old evolution. So you take a deep breath and you bring yourself into your body and allow it to remake it in your image.
It's just a little sampling from the Ancestral Biology Mihrab. Mihrabs are about 20 minutes each. And they're so beautiful, that combination of Yoham music, a little guidance with Adamus. Just sit back and allow, really, in this one in particular, allowing for the ancestral linkage that you have with your body to gently be released so you can allow your own light body to come into your biology. What a concept, huh?
Each one is its own experience. Mm-hmm. They're themes. And we actually advise you not to try to listen to all of them at once.
No. Well, actually, we didn't put these on a single CD because we don't think it's a good idea to listen to more than one a day. We know somebody, Gene, who tried it, and it is so intense that we say just one a day. They're about 20 minutes long.
Probably you not actually, good in the car either.
Not good in the car. No. No, or operating heavy machinery, SART, you know, out there, or an airplane crash, you know, on the.
Well, as long as you're not the pilot.
You don't want to be on your D9, you know, listening to, you know, to the death mihrab, for instance. But the thing I really love about them is that you don't have to do anything.
Beautiful.
It's simply about allowing. It's simply saying, my consciousness is going to do everything. The energies will respond accordingly. You don't have to think your way. You don't even have to, like, clear your mind. It's 20 minutes of a transformation. Beautiful.
They started to happen at one of the workshops, and when we were getting the surveys back, that was people's, when we'd say, well, what did you like most about the workshop? The mihrabs came back as something people really, truly enjoyed, the way that allowed them to make a shift. Make an allowance.
So we've recorded 6 different mihrabs. They're on the website. The introduction would be the 7th. That's free of charge. The rest of them
talks about what a mihrab is.
Yeah, but you can see we have a mihrab of Beyond Ancestral Biology, the Death Mihrab, if you have a fear of death, Distillation, How to Simplify Things, Enlightenment, what enlightenment kind of feels like, the mihrab of life, and finally, past lives.
Ooh.
Releasing your own past lives. Wow. So they're great. They're on the website. And I think pretty soon we're also going to have physical copies. But, oh, Michelle can download them onto those handy-dandy little thumb drives today.
Yeah.
So if you're here, you can download them today. Okay.
Next.
Wow. Next. So much new stuff. It's amazing.
It's good. It's good.
It's good, but the staff has been working really hard.
Like maniacs.
This next one is one of my favorite things we've done in a long time. It was during the same time period when we went into the studio with Kathumi, or with Yoham this summer, and Kathumi kind of said, hey, do I get a little time? So we did. And before we get into him, I just want to mention, all this in the studio, particularly with Kathumi, was unrehearsed. We didn't know really what he was going to do. Yoham was so present and integrated, and everything you're going to hear in just a moment, totally unrehearsed, unscripted. We just got in there and said, let's see what happens. It was so beautiful.
It was really beautiful.
It had all happened in the moment.
And the energy was amazing.
As it turned out, Kathumi talked for a day and a half. He did three beautiful stories with the accompanying music of Yoham that are really, they're fun, they're wise, they're brilliant, and they're Kathumi.
They're like parables, and if you want to share something fun from Crimson Circle that almost anybody could handle and it's channeling, these are so charming and entertaining. These stories are just, the animation in Kathumi's voice is obviously no surprise, These are these great stories with really great understandings in them.
And the fun thing about the stories is they're Kathumi's story. He's kind of making light of himself. He's having fun with it, but they're really great parables as well. And even though they're very funny at times, at other times, they're such a profound point. To me, it's the epitome of a channeled message that's fun, entertaining, a good point, and music to match. New product is called Studio K.
We have one of those
Kathumi.
We have.
Studio K. And when you listen to it, it's like Sunday morning jazz or a jazz club on a Saturday night, just laid back and cool. We actually have physical copies.
Yep.
And it's actually the artwork. And I just love the Studio
sweet.
K. Very sweet. And a big picture of Kathumi, you know, right there.
That's a historic picture.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's listen to a little bit of Studio K with Kathumi.
Very good.
And this is from the, I'll let you hear what the title is. He'll announce it in here. Studio K.
I came back as Kathumi Lal Singh. The searcher. The smart guy. Really no desire to try to be important. Just looking for a few answers. Just trying to find the meaning of life. So I wandered. And I wondered. Wandered and wondered. Wondered and wandered. Until I finally went crazy. Nuts. Flipped out. Whack job. Meltdown. Out of my mind. Crazier than a loon. Goofier than all. Get up. Berserk. Oh, bizarre. Drooling all over myself. Laying on that bed, doing nothing. No more Mr. Big Pants. And in that craziness, I finally hit bottom. And after I hit bottom, I went a little darker. Until nothing else left. Nothing else mattered. I met my soul. And my soul met me. Oh, what a reunion. My soul said, Katumi, love yourself. Stop looking for it everywhere else. When you love yourself, I can love you. You don't need to be Mr. Big Pants, Mr. Little Heart. Katumi, give yourself a hug. Give yourself a big kiss. Stop trying to be so important. It doesn't matter. Stop trying to be so grand. Because if you put yourself up on a pedestal, everybody will take you down. Everyone will take you down, Katumi. Katumi, big smack on your own lips. Katumi, love yourself. Be yourself. Stop thinking so much. Take a deep breath. Enjoy life. Mr. No Longer Big Pants.
What did it all get? Anyway, at Studio K.
You can tell it's pretty entertaining.
Oh, I mean, it's just amazing. I think there's about 85 minutes, three stories. The stories are very, very different, but there's that same kind of groove or beat behind all of them.
Very and to me, it's Cthumi.
Very Cthumi and just such a great way of getting across a message from the Ascended Masters. So anyway, Studio K, we have some here, and it's available online as a download. Whew, I love doing that.
It was fun.
That was fun.
You did a great job.
Okay, what else do we have? Oh, just recap of that. Available now. Two discs. Yeah. Good. And Cthumi was proud of it, too.
We can tell.
Yeah. Anyway, wow, we're wrapping up early. We've got plenty of time
to eat and walk around. Lots of chocolate.
Yeah. We do want to give thanks to everybody who makes this possible, particularly like on these cold, icy days where the crew gets here early, gets everything set up, really transforms this hall into this studio.
And literally,
Studio A.
We saw pure evidence of that in Vienna, where we did not have our crew, and all these things that just normally get taken care of needed our attention. So we got a really clear picture of just how spectacular our staff is in every way and everything they do. Thank you.
So we're going to take a little break. I think until about 5 to 3, plenty of time to use the restrooms, eat. I don't know, how is it outside? Is it still icing,
sloppy,
cold? Yeah, warm. We might even build a fire in the fireplace. So see you back here. There's plenty of food in the back. So thank you.
Thank you,
we'll return in about a half hour.